a word for you from Jeremiah 17, verse 6. He is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Have you ever seen a real desert? There where it's absolutely dry, no rain at all? Well, perhaps you've seen photographs then, or some video of what it's really like. Uninhabitable, God says. Now, what is the context of this? Well, God's people had turned away from Himself to other gods. The Lord scoffs at their gods and says, at the end of the previous chapter, can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. The Lord says that to him, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with a point of diamond it is engraved. It is so clear. Why are you blinded to your own sin? God says in the verse before our text for today, that the man who trusts in man is under a curse, for he has made flesh his strength. In the New Testament we are told, no flesh will glory in the presence of God. And the Lord says the result of that is your heart has turned away from him. And he says, even to his own people, that he will loosen their hand from their heritage and will make them serve their enemies in a land that they do not know. Yes, even though we are living in the covenant of grace, remember that this is recorded for us. It's in our Bible. This is God's warning to his people. Cursed are you if you trust in yourself and your own abilities, your own strengths. The result of that, of course, is being parched, absolutely dry, no water at all, nothing to attract people around you, and you live all by yourself. What is as lonely as a shrub in the desert? All alone, no passers-by, nothing. It is just parched, and the Lord says it is simply an uninhabited salt land. People aren't even harvesting the salt. Nothing goes on there. It is dead. That is how dead the result will be if you allow the sin that is engraved in your heart to continue. Why not turn from your sin by turning to the Lord, repenting of your sin, hating your sin, and turning to the forgiveness that God offers you in Christ Jesus?